To be super clear, my background is not in design, art, graphic design, all these different things. I didn't take art or design classes in high school. I didn't really take them in college. I took like sort of some kind of, it's iffy. I'll get into that. And I didn't really realize that design existed until I got to college. Well, basically once I was about to graduate college. In today's episode, I'm going to be talking about how I got into design. And the reason I'm going into this is because I've been seeing a lot of people taking that leap into the world of design. And I'm hoping that if I, you know, share my story, hopefully there are tidbits or takeaways that can help you if you're deciding to make a career shift into design or any career shift, really. Like I said previously, this industry of design was super unknown to me until around the end of college. It took a lot of navigating and figuring out like how to get into this industry and how it even got introduced to me. I think it's definitely a part of the story just because it wasn't just I went on the internet and found it. It was a lot of different things that accumulated through my college years and post-college years for me to grow and move myself away from what I majored in into user experience or user interface or digital product design. To start out, let's just start from the beginning of when I went to college. I thought I was going to be working in video production. I thought that by the time I had graduated my 4 years, I was going to be moving from college all the way to Los Angeles to work in that field. A huge inspiration for me was YouTube. I watched a lot of YouTube growing up. And when I saw that you could make a career out of YouTube and I saw these YouTubers, you know, making their own channels and doing their own thing, I was like, you know what? That's the thing that I'm gonna do. As I was going through college, I began to realize that I don't think this major, this industry that I'm aiming for is really cut out for me. Like, I don't think I would fit into that industry. Going through the whole process of just pre-production, production, and post-production, the only part I really, really enjoyed was post-production. And then after a lot of the things I kept hearing and just knowing myself, I was like, I don't know if this is necessarily like what I actually want to be doing now. So while I had that mindset of like, I don't know if I'm doing the right major for me, also, I didn't really have the room to change my major per se. I was in a very fortunate position where I had a scholarship that paid for my tuition. I was going to school in state, so it was a lot cheaper. And then I was also living at home. And so I was saving a lot of money. And then if I wanted to try a different major, that meant I would have to spend a lot more money that I didn't necessarily have. But throughout my time in college, there's a lot of much smaller components, I felt like, that eventually led me into this world of design. So first of all, getting acquainted with the tech industry, I think, is the biggest key here. In that, for a hot second, I was a computer science minor. Again, a hot second, but then I dropped that. The only other thing that was really, like, I feel like very, very influential in understanding, like, technology in this world of, like, working in tech was this certificate program that I went through. It was called the New Media Institute. And so it was during my time and my experience going through the certificate program and just getting involved with it, I began to realize, okay, so there is this tech industry, very broad, not really sure what it was, that people can go in and apply skills and you don't necessarily have to only be a computer science person or a software developer to get into this industry. I think the biggest influence that certificate gave me insight into was actually when I did my capstone project. I was actually very fortunate to do my capstone project my sophomore year because that's what really started getting the ball rolling. So this capstone project is essentially like you take a piece of technology, or you have like this client, if you get a client and you create a project using some type of technology. So my team, this was during the time when the first ever Apple Watch came out. And my team, we had to work on a project on how do we use this Apple Watch. First of all, it was very difficult because there was nothing out there. Again, the first Apple Watch. And so we were still trying to figure out like, what is the use case for this technology? How can we create like an app that would be beneficial or really suit like having it on your wrist? It was in this project that I was the project manager, but like we had these roles, but everyone did everything, you know, because we were a bunch of college students not really knowing what we're doing and we needed to get a project out there. I think, again, the biggest influence though was I had to contribute to the design of it and got to start dabbling in like Adobe things like Illustrator, Photoshop. It was Illustrator though that really opened the doors to me because I was like, what is this? What is vector-based design? Like, this is amazing. That was my first taste in design. It wasn't necessarily user experience design, but it gave me insight that you can create things in the digital space in a creative and artistic manner in some way. I thought it was super, super cool. I kept Illustrator. I still have Illustrator now, even though I don't use it as much now. But I was hooked. And so that following summer or the summer after that, one summer, I did this internship program. It wasn't for a startup. It wasn't for tech. It was actually for like this power company. And I ended up working for the safety and training like department. So I ended up making a lot more like infographics and informational thing, like materials and like graphic design things. But guess what? I got to use Illustrator and Photoshop and all these things. I thought it was the coolest thing in the world. And as I was like learning about these tools, you know how YouTube populates a lot of things for you? My feed starts feeding me these things about just design and all these different things. And I'll say that one person that was actually very influential in my like understanding of this world of design was Ron Segal. He's Flux Academy now on YouTube. But when I started watching him, he was just doing daily vlogs as a freelancer. So I did a lot of watching of his videos and just understanding like what is design. And I remember this was actually all during my junior year, like after my junior year this summer. So the summer going into my senior year, where I had this just like accumulation of growth and understanding what design was and like what possibilities were there. And so the fall going back into school, I actually took a new media design course where I got more acquainted with like these different tools and things that you could do to make designs. You know, we had a project where we had to like create an app. I ended up diving into like just this world. Like I found out about like daily UI challenges, other design challenges, sharp and dot design challenges. There's just like, I was enamored, and I was started seeing myself like, okay, so if video production and mass media arts is not necessarily like my thing, I think design could be my thing. It was also this time that I saw an email that came out from like the New Media Institute where, you know, it does the new, like these newsletters that sends out opportunities and stuff. And so there's this program called the Startup Internship Program that happened in my local like college area where you essentially get paired up with a startup and learn about the startup world. I ended up being a part of it and I think it was super helpful in like networking. Second, understanding what startups were and just understanding what tech and that industry is. And then I also got to do some freelancing opportunities. Did I know what I was doing? That's a good question, but it gave me the opportunity to get like real world experience because at the end of the day, even if you work on projects, you know, from like design challenges, which is what I was doing a lot, having that real world experience is a very different perspective because you're actually communicating, collaborating with somebody who also has ideas and who is like a stakeholder in the project. So I'm here at the end of college, right? And like I said before, I didn't really have time to change majors. All of these events that I talked about and then some were an accumulation. It wasn't like a step-by-step, like I did this thing, I did this thing, I did this thing. It was very much a blob of opportunities, just taking chances and putting myself out there just so I could get myself doing design in some form, way, or capacity. So now I was in a position where I was like, okay, I do want to do design. This is what I want to be doing. How do I get there in the position that I'm in? I'm not going to go restart my major. That is heck no, not happening. That costs too much money. I want to graduate. I've been here for 4 years. Nah, I'm good. But if I graduate, I'm in this weird position of I didn't really do internships pertaining to design. Like I sort of did, but not really. I didn't do like a product design internship. I wasn't a UI UX intern. I didn't do any of that stuff while I was in college. So I was in a bit of a pickle of like, okay, I need the experience, but I don't want to stay in school. So what do? I graduated college. Yeah, so instead of staying in school, I decided to take my own path and figure out, okay, once I graduate college, how do I create my own path to become a designer? That's a really good question. How did I do that? Again, it was an accumulation of a ton of different things. So I will say that I did go down the boot camp route, sort of. At the time, the only boot camps that I knew of were General Assembly, Block, which is the one that I did, Designation, which is like based in Chicago, and I really think off the top of my head of other ones, maybe Springboard? I wasn't sure. I don't know. I chose Block. The biggest reason I chose Block was because it was online. I could take it at quote unquote my own pace, and I needed to actually work. I needed to get a job and pay bills and things like that. So I decided at the end of college that, okay, I think going this bootcamp route is going to be important because hopefully it will supplement some of the missing things of design that I didn't really formally get while I was just learning about design in a very sporadic way of just like doing design challenges and watching YouTube videos and all these Medium articles and all that stuff. I also started getting some freelance opportunities. I think being part of that startup network was very helpful and just putting myself out there. I was like a contractor for this sort of semi-design agency thing, and I started working as like a graphic designer for this one startup. It was very formally informal, but it gave me design experience and it paid. So, you know, I was kind of in this position of like, if it's a design experience, I'm going to take it and do it. Even if it's not paying a lot, well, you know, experience is experience at this point. I'm also looking or trying to look for full-time jobs. And it was like really hard because I was in this position of like, do I try and go get a design job? I was still lucky enough to be in that like 6 month time frame post college to try and get an internship or be eligible for an internship. So I was looking for internships, any entry level design jobs, and just jobs in general. I even came to a point of like, okay, what if I just got a job so I could support myself and pay for my living? So it was like, you know, I guess something more like customer service or like hospitality industry kind of thing. But instead, I was very lucky and got an internship around like 2 or 3 months out of college, not out of college, no, 2 or 3 months after like that summer in college. So like, what is it? I don't know, September, I started working as an intern at a startup in like the Atlanta area. But key thing here is that I was not working in like user experience design per se. I was more of like a graphic designer doing a lot of like letterheads, templates, you know, marketing assets, all those kind of things. Design experience is a design experience, right? Like that was the mindset that I was in and that's what I was going with. I didn't really have experience. A lot of the stuff that I had was very conceptual and hypothetical. Even my freelance stuff was like, I look back on some of the projects that I worked on in my freelance and I'm like, I would so differently approach this if I was, you know, me today doing that project. But that's besides the point. So again, any experience that is design related was design experience. And I was chasing after this. So imagine this. I was doing like freelance things on the side. I was also doing this block thing or this boot camp thing. And I was also working like as an intern full time at this company. So again, it wasn't just like me doing one thing after another. It was all an accumulation of things happening at once within this time frame of post college. One of the other big things that I did while I was not in college anymore and I was trying to get more design experience and network and just getting to know people, and a huge like near and dear to my heart kind of thing was hackathons. I wish I had done hackathons while I was in college. And if you're in college and you're listening to this, I would highly suggest you to go do a hackathon, because hackathons are like a great like experience to be able to meet people, network with people, make things, apply your skills, and just meet awesome people. I have a few experiences of working in hackathons. There's this one hackathon that I always remember. It was just a great time. We got to work on like this really cool idea and this project. And it was a project and idea that I actually ended up using in my portfolio. What I'm trying to say is hackathons were very, very important in helping me get hands-on experience and applying design. So this is all happening within about a 6 month time period. Within this time period, I also converted to a full-time role with the startup that I was with. So I wasn't an intern anymore. I was working full-time as like a graphic designer, like brand designer, visual designer, some title of design more geared towards like brand and marketing, and a graphic designer. I was still doing my boot camp. I was still doing hackathon things and other networking opportunities when I got the chance. Again, a conglomeration of things all mushed together in a single time period. But it was probably closer to the middle, closer to the end of this new year, that I had realized, I was like, okay, I was basically done with my boot camp. I'm going to be very honest. I didn't actually quote unquote graduate. I like finished it, or really I ran out of time, but I was able to get one portfolio piece from my bootcamp, and I already built my own portfolios from past, because I was also in this stage of just like consistently always adjusting my portfolio, because I was like, I need to improve my design, update my designs, because you never know what opportunities are coming. That was just where I was. And I had realized that, okay, so the startup that I was working for, I was doing design work, but I wasn't necessarily doing the design work that I wanted to be doing, right? Like when I did the Block Bootcamp, I wanted to be designing like apps, websites, more of the digital product design, UI, UX design. So that's when I was like, okay, this job that I'm doing is design, but it's not necessarily the design that I want to be doing. I started applying to every single job that had anything to pertain with UI, UX, digital product design. Mostly the ones based in Atlanta, just because like my life here is in Atlanta, Georgia, and it was just going to be complicated. But that's not the point. The point is I applied to every single one. I wrote cover letters for every single one. I'm pretty sure I reached out to a bunch of recruiters, also reached out to hiring managers. Like, yeah, it was like I had a templates, I had like scripts, I had all these things written out just so that I could, you know, make sure that I could expedite the process, but also add a little personality to it, in that even though I had these templates and all these things, like I would try and cater them to the company that I was applying to so that people would know I actually cared or knew what I was talking about when I came to interview for the companies that I interviewed for. I could do a whole nother segment or episode on like job, applying to jobs and like what that entails and what that truly means. And I might do that now that I think about it. But that's for another story for another day. Point is, it took me about 2 to 3 months time frame to apply to jobs, have people reach back out, reject me, and have people reach back out and give me the opportunity to interview. And by the time near close to the end of that year, I was offered a job, and that was like my first window or opportunity of getting into the tech industry as a UI UX designer. Something that was super integral in my job searching process was this job application tracker that I updated and maintained like it was the back of my hand. And I'm hoping that if you're on this job hunt, you can take this template and use it as you will. And hopefully it can help you with your job hunt, if it's current or in the future. So check out the show notes for that template. You can duplicate it and add it to your own Notion, workspace. If it comes out really helpful, if you have any cool like tips and tricks that you find from using it, definitely let me know. I'm more than happy to hear what you got to say. I'm always excited to see how people are able to improve their workflows, starting with something and then maybe tweaking it to make it better. So that was my journey into getting into design. Would I classify myself as a career changer? My answer is sort of, because I didn't necessarily like have a career before I got into design, just because, again, I was studying journalism and mass communication, but I had to shift. I had to rethink and figure out, okay, now I have this college degree that's not necessarily related to the stuff that I want to do. So what do I need to do to shift into the career that I want to be doing? I think the biggest takeaway, though, for anyone who is listening to this, who is career shifting, especially if you're career shifting and interested in design, is that it's a journey. It's an accumulation of a lot of things that eventually got me that job in as a UI UX designer. This stuff doesn't happen overnight. I would honestly say it took me about a year and a half, truly, for me to work my way into a job where I felt like I am now working in the user experience industry. And even though I'm technically a boot camper or someone who went through a boot camp, I wouldn't rely on that experience as the reason why I got a job into design. I would say that I had multiple experiences and interactions that got me into the job, into this industry that I'm in now. So don't rely on one thing. And I think whenever I get asked, like, should I do this boot camp or should I take this course or should I go to design school? All these different questions and all these different considerations. sure, you have to think about like your specific like situation. But I think, again, the key thing here is not to rely on that one experience to necessarily land you the role that you're looking for. It can be a big part of that path or a big like path marker, right? But don't think that because you went to a boot camp, you're going to get a job in design. There are so many alternative ways, paths, and methods to make a career shift, especially if you're interested in making a career shift into design. If you're making a career shift to becoming a doctor, I don't know how much this stuff could help you. You probably need to go to medical school. Point is that if you're really making the shift into design and into the tech world, there's a lot of different ways. My story is just one of the many stories. If you're able to take any tidbits that could help your journey, I'm super happy to talk about it with anyone. If anyone has questions or wants to just talk about becoming a designer or being a designer, you can send me a message on my social medias. You know, I got those. You know, I got a Twitter. It's Ext Musing. So at Ext, E-X-T Musings on Twitter. And you can find me on the Instagrams as well at External Musings. Yes, they're different because I couldn't find like, I could find External Musings. That's besides the point. Point is, if you want to talk design, if you're thinking about getting to design, or if you're currently making the shift to design, I'm glad to talk to anyone. Just send me a message and I'm happy to help talk about these things. Thank you all, and I hope to chat with you next time.